A good and Erev Shabbos. It is not Friday. Today is not Friday. It may say Friday on your calendar. It may say Friday on your Outlook. It might say Friday on your phone. It might say Friday on your Google Calendar. But it's not Friday. It is Erev Shabbos, and we are here to turn our Friday into Erev Shabbos. Big thank you to our generous sponsors, Mendel Tzipora Fishman, Eschus V'Chai Rivka Bas Tzipora Friedel, in memory of Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sachs, Rabbi Yaakov Tzvi Ben David Aryeh. Thank you, as always, to Mendy and Tzipora. And here we go. That is the siren. It's time to turn our Friday into Erev Shabbos. This is Shabbos. This Shabbos is a great Shabbos, quite literally. It's no ordinary Shabbos. It is Shabbos HaGadol, the great Shabbos. Every Shabbos is Gadol. Every Shabbos is great. Every Shabbos is pregnant with possibility for our greatness to become great, to spend a great time doing great things and achieve greatness. What is Shabbos HaGadol? The Torah, the great codifier of Jewish law, quotes the custom called Shabbos HaGadol because the original Pesach, the Jewish people were instructed to take the god, the deity of the Egyptians, and to tie it to the bedpost. What day? The 10th of Nisan. It would remain there until they slaughtered it and until they were freed. The Korban Pesach was offered and the Pesach celebration began. But when did it begin? What initiated it? The catalyst was when the Jewish people had the courage, the bravery, the tenacity to take the god, the deity of the Egyptians, to tie it to a bedpost. And when was that? On the 10th of Nisan. And when was the 10th of Nisan that very first year in Mitzrayim in Egypt? It was on a Shabbos. Since it was on a Shabbos, we call it Shabbos HaGadol. The question, of course, that's obvious, that should bother everybody is, okay, normally though, we observe holidays based not on the day of the week that it fell, but based on the day of the calendar that it fell. So we should observe some form of a holiday that includes courage every year on the 10th of Nisan. Why do we observe it on the Shabbos before Pesach? Pesach could be 1 or 2 days after Shabbos. It could be almost the end of the week after Shabbos. So it's not a function of what day on the calendar. Why would we institute a celebration, HaGadol? We'd recognize this miracle based on a day of the week rather than based on a day of the calendar. And there are many, many answers which are given to this question. But I think for our purposes, and as we are leaning in and turning our Friday into Shabbos, into Erev Shabbos, is to remember the power of Shabbos. I think the answer is a reminder that it wasn't a day of the week. It wasn't a day of the calendar. It wasn't a day, simply the 10th of Nisan. It was Shabbos. Shabbos, even while we were in Mitzrayim, Moshe went to Paro and he appealed. Moshe said, the Jewish people need some respite. You're going to burn out your own slaves. It's a mistake. There'll be diminishing returns. And he was able to negotiate out from Paro the power of Shabbos. The Jewish people tasted it. They experienced it. They found refuge in it. They knew how to interrupt a feeling of slavery and servitude and find the ability to rejuvenate, to re-energize, to recenter, to recalibrate through the power of Shabbos. Shabbos gives that energy. Shabbos gives that faith. Shabbos gives that focus. Shabbos gives that courage. Shabbos gives that bravery. It wasn't the 10th of Nisan that empowered the people to defy their oppressor. It was the koach. It was the power of the holy Shabbos. The power of the holy Shabbos. The Ohev Yisrael, the Apterov, writes, he says, in fact, this notion of Shabbos HaGadol, all Shabbosim of the year derive their source, their power, our approach, our attitude. The transformation of Shabbos comes from Shabbos Shuvah and Shabbos HaGadol. The attitude, the experience, the way we have those two Shabbosim will inform and inspire all the Shabboses of the year. So this is no ordinary Shabbos. This is Shabbos HaGadol. And just like originally we found the fortitude, we found the courage and bravery to confront what we needed to set ourselves free, it was Shabbos that gave it to us. Shabbos gives it to us now. You know, it's Friday. And we think to ourselves, if I were to ask you, what's the next Jewish holiday? There was a great friend, a great mentor I had in our community, Rabbi Simcha Friedman of blessed memory. And he used to say, what's the next Jewish holiday? So if I'd ask you that today, Friday, you'd say, the next Jewish holiday, next week, Pesach's coming up. Wrong. It's the wrong answer. The next Jewish holiday is not Pesach. The next Jewish holiday is Shabbos. We can't allow our fervor, we can't allow the frenzy of getting ready for Pesach to have us forfeit the beauty of Shabbos. Don't just get through and get by on this Shabbos. Don't just get to the other side to get back to making Pesach. Immerse ourselves, experience the Shabbos. Shabbos HaGadol. This Shabbos is pregnant with possibility. This Shabbos has the energy of the original Shabbos HaGadol, where we had the courage and the bravery to confront our oppressor, to set ourselves free, to take their deity, to tie it up, and we can do it again. What's holding you back? What's your oppressor? What are you enslaved to? What is giving you a sense of feeling restricted? How can we set ourselves free? It's the power of Shabbos. Shabbos HaGadol. like the Yom HaGadol V'Hanoro when Mashiach will come. If we want redemption, the Yom HaGadol, we have to observe the Shabbos HaGadol, we have to act and we have to be Gadol, we have to be great, we have to live with greatness. So this Shabbos, even though many are just serving the bare minimum, getting by, the house is already kosher LePesach, we're not talking about the Gashmias, the physical, the food that is being served, but our attitude, our approach, even if it's Shabbos HaGadol, even if you're giving a Shabbos HaGadol drusha, how could you forfeit Shalosh Shidus, Raivin Deraivin? You still have to sing, you still have to have three meals, you still have to tap into the Ni'ila of Shabbos, of Raivin Deraivin, of Shalosh Shidus. So I want to wish everybody, until after Pesach, I want to wish everyone a happy, a healthy, and a holy Shabbos, Shabbos HaGadol. May we in fact all push ourselves and grow to achieve godless. May we have that courage and that bravery to break free and to take the acts that we need to with resolve, with tenacity, to be able to determine our very future like we did then. It wasn't the 10th of Nisan. It wasn't the date on the calendar. It was Shabbos that gave that koach. That's what we tap into with the Shabbos HaGadol. May we see greatness on the Shabbos HaGadol. Set ourselves free. Wishing you a wonderful, wonderful Pesach. And first, an incredible Shabbos. The COVID Shabbos!